So your father, Ivan Melnik, and your mother, Maria Klemkovich, did they immigrate themselves?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, this is quite a story. Mm-hmm. Okay, my mother, she had her brother that was living in New Jersey, and he was Frederick. His name was Frederick Klemkovich. And he had immigrated to the States, I guess, you know, since the last maybe 4 or 5 years or whatever, when my father had come to, he immigrated to Canada, and he had a really nice job at the steel plant
here.
So he saved enough money that he was so lonesome for going back to go get back home. He went back home again and thought he would spend maybe 3 or 4 months over there and just come back to Sydney again, because he had a lot of money at that time. What he had was good. But he was a real playboy. He spent money crazy, you know, and he was having such a good time. His money was gone. He was having such a good time when we went back home again. And so he wanted to come back to Canada, and no money. And his land that the parents had for him was already sold for him to come here. So he had no money. So he went to the shipping company, agents to the agency that were recruiting people. And he said, I came back home. He says, now I don't have any money to go back. And he said, what can I do? He said, I'd like to get back to Canada. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, you know, Ivani, you're a very smart man. He says, why don't you go and recruit some people? And you were already in Sydney, worked in the steel plant, and you know all about it, and tell them everything that you know about the workforce and you know, what it's like in Canada, and encourage them to immigrate. So they said, if you get enough customers, well, then that'll pay your way back.
Okay.
So he did. But my mother heard about it. And my mother's family heard about it, and my mother got really excited about it, but she didn't know him. Even he lived in the same village, but she didn't know him.
Do you know which village this was?
Yes, Hordenka. Hordenka.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's in the Ivano-Frankivsky area.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so your grandmother came the second time as well?
My mother heard about this, and she contacted him, and she said she had a brother in New Jersey. And my father said, well, that's very close, that's very near, you should come, you know. And he had already recruited a few people that they knew for sure that were going to be going, and that, and she knew who they were and whatever. And so my grandmother sold her plot of land, and so she would have some money to come over here. So there was no really connection between my mother and father as far as that she knew him or that she was going to get married to him or anything like that. So they, when they got on the, by the time they got, I guess they left the Ukraine and got in Germany, that's where the ship left from, and she got on that boat, and this German guy got very interested in her. And it was so strange that, you know, he was their German and she was this Ukrainian. Mm-hmm. And he was speaking to her in German, and she knew what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And vice versa, yeah. You know, the way the conversation was going. So he says, well, where are you going? He says to my mother, you know, he was wanting to know her, and he wanted her to go to Ontario. He was going back. He was after being in Germany with his family for a visit, and he was trying to encourage her to go back to Ontario. He was interested in her, you see what I mean? And my father was watching all this whole thing, and all of a sudden my father got interested in her, but she wasn't paying any attention to my father. You know, he was only an agent. She bought the ticket, got the ticket because of him. And so anyway, she got very seasick. She got terribly sick, and guess who looked after her? all my father, hand and foot. He just never left her. He looked after her so well and everything. And by the time they reached Halifax, she really just loved him because he was so nice to her and so good to her.
And
he even proposed to her in Halifax that when they get to Sydney that she would marry him and stuff like that. And she still had this thing, but you know, she was still going to see her brother in New Jersey. And by the time she got to Sydney and she realized how far this was, New Jersey, I mean, there was no way at that time. How do you go? There was no planes there, and I mean, no boats were leaving it. No trains were going in that area or anything like that. So anyway, it settled down that my father, my mother and my father got married. And she was so, because she, the only reason why she came to Canada was she was going to be with her brother. And so my father then said, well, okay, we're going to buy a car. My father bought a car. And this is what he did now. There's a family of us now. It was 8 children, okay? So there's 6 boys and 2 girls. So, I mean, we can't all fit in this car to go to New Jersey. So, anyway, they decided that the 3 youngest ones, like my sister, myself, and my brother, he would be the youngest. Mikey would be the youngest, The 3 children, and my 2 oldest brothers would do the driving. And so then it was my mother and my father, too. So we took off to New Jersey. I must have been about 6 or 7 years old, but maybe 7 years old. And we got to New Jersey, and we got to my uncle. And my uncle was he was a bachelor. He never ever got married. But I think he was involved with this Polish family where he was living. My mother noticed different things, but he didn't let on. Her husband died or something. She was a widow, but I think he was kind of interested, and she was interested, and she was very good to him anyway, to my uncle. But also, the Ukrainian people that he got to know really well from the time he got into New Jersey, they really wanted the family to stay with them. And they made room for all of us, which the name was Andrew Session, and they had a lovely family. They had 2 daughters, and one was called Anna, like myself too. So that's why when I got back home, my mother wouldn't call me Hanya anymore. It was always Anna.